The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and we're coming to you from the site of the Byron Nelson, the actual last time. Well, at least this week will be the last time we're coming to you from this site, which is the Four Seasons TPC in Las Colinas. The tournament, the Byron Nelson, will certainly continue, but it'll move to a new golf course, the Trinity Forest Golf Course, brand new golf course that's south of downtown Dallas. It's really only been open about 6 months now, and they're ready to go for the tournament. And the talk is that there's changes after that, that they may even move the time of the year that this tournament is and move it into the fall. So we'll see. There's a lot of things that are happening, but a lot of changes. But at least for this year, this week, we're coming to you from the Four Seasons at Las Colinas, and in a great tournament. The Byron Nelson is a tournament that's been around for a long, long time. It goes back to the old Dallas Open golf tournament, which Byron Nelson actually won back in the 40s. And so lo and behold, he ends up putting his name on a tournament that he actually won with a different name way back in the day. So a lot of tradition here at this tournament, and sad that Byron isn't still with us to enjoy it. But it as a great host, he was a great host for so many years for this tournament, and really looking forward to it. And we'll be with you this week from this site. Joining us not from the site, and he regrets it. This is 2 weeks in a row that Frank has not been able to leave the house. Wanted to go to the Players, would love to have come to the Byron Nelson, but is still hunkering down in Nashville, and that's where he is now. Frank, how's everything in Nashville? Everything good? The house hasn't caved in yet or anything, has it?
Not yet, no. Just spending money like I had it. Just unbelievable.
Week after week after week.
Yeah, but I'm ready. I've got to get out of here now. I've gotten it to the point where it's basically done, and I'm ready to get out, get back on tour. I hate that I missed the Players. Interesting finish in the Players' Championship. A lot
certainly
of interesting
was.
Comments that have been going on this week between Mr. Chamblee and Mr. Poulter and Mr. Carnival, and oh man, a lot of noise out there. Yep. And I have an opinion on all that. The tournament's over. Kim won the tournament. Poulter has his card. Brian Gay is a hero, and let's move on, because this is the Byron Nelson, and you're right, what a great host he was. What a fabulous tournament this is. Historic, very history laden tournament. And I guess now, who will be sitting there greeting everyone as they come off the course, as Mr. Nelson always has?
He did it for the last forever while he was here. So he did it, and he did it with Peggy, his wife, and Peggy still does it. So Peggy is there.
And Peggy's in good health.
Representing
and all that.
Yep, Peggy's doing fine, and she was considerably younger than Byron. Byron made it to, I believe, 92 when he passed away a few years back, and Peggy is.
She's
who cares how old she is, but she's fine.
Now, 37, 38,
she's in her late 20s, and
she's great
doing
lady.
Fine. And so, and she greets everybody. So she's picked up the mantle, if you will, since Byron left.
Well, certainly give her my best when you see her. I mean, she's a great lady, and give everybody my best over there. I wish I was there. My plans were to have been there. It just hasn't worked out. But it looks like after this week, maybe next week, I'll be back out there. So,
cool.
If I'll get my credentials.
Tim Costello coming on in just a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Tim Costello is the tournament chairman, so he'll be joining us in just a little bit to talk a little bit more about the tradition. And part of the tradition of the Byron Nelson is that it has given more money to charities than any other tournament on the PGA Tour. And so it's got a very, very great tradition, not only with Byron and the leaders that have and the winners that have been through here, including defending champion Sergio Garcia, who's been on a little bit of a tear since he won the Nelson last year this time. But also a great tradition as far as giving back to the community. And I think the number, I'll find it here for you, but I believe the number is somewhere in the $160 million range
big
that the Byron Nelson has given back. So Tim Costello will talk a little bit about that. He's part of the Salesmanship Club. That's the group of every tournament has great volunteers, and they're the guys, at least at this tournament, wearing the red pants and the white shirts all over the course, and the volunteers. So they do a great job. So we'll talk a little bit with Tim about that and the money that they give back. And they'll continue. I mean, the only thing that's going to change will be the venue. And a little bit earlier, Ian Poulter was in the media center talking to the media about, as you said, Frank, about what happened last week and all the other things. But he also, somebody asked him, What do you think about any fond memories? He hasn't played here religiously for the last 15 years, but he's been here a number of times. Almost won, I believe it was in 08. And so he's come in second. And he said, people asked him, or somebody asked him, what are you going to miss about this venue? He said, I didn't know until about 10 minutes ago it was moving. So he said, I haven't had really time to think about what I'm going to miss about here. He goes, it's a great place. I play here well. I like the golf course.
Hotel's fabulous.
Like the new place.
Yeah, the hotel's fabulous.
I mean, it's all right,
food.
It's all right here.
Remember, when we did Jordan Spieth's, we were invited to Jordan Spieth's event that was
same
held
place.
At his Family Foundation event, same place. And every tee box had a chef on it. It was incredible.
Oh,
the food there is great. Yeah, I hear you're having a party there tonight, too. They're throwing a party for the media.
They're having a little – this is actually a suburb of Dallas, if you will. It's only probably, you know, as a crow flies 20 miles or 15 miles from downtown Dallas, but it's actually in Irving. And a little sub part of that is Las Colinas, where this course is. And so the city of Irving has always been a really great host for this tournament as well. So the city of Irving is putting on a nice little shindig for the media. This is kind of a 35-year, thanks for all the great coverage and whatever tonight. So, yeah, everybody's the media has some place to go tonight. Lots of you travel in tournaments. You go home, you look at each other like, where are we going to go now? What are you going to do? But now they got a place to go get
No. Our listeners are smarter than that. They've heard us talk too much about what we do out on the road. It's just our wives that don't need to hear that. There's usually an event every night during the PGA for the media. I mean, we have a great time. It's fun to be out there. But, you're right about that's funny that Poulter didn't know. It's going away from there, going to Trinity Lakes. Trinity Lakes, is that the course?
Trinity Forest.
Forest, okay.
Trinity Forest Golf Course, which is a bit of a misnomer, so we'll talk more about that throughout the week. But the new place that it's going to is kind of a threefold thing. It combined money from the city of Dallas, kicked in some money. AT&T, the title sponsor here at Byron Nelson, kicked in most of the money. Core Crenshaw were the designers, and SMU also kicked in a little bit of money because it's now SMU's home golf course for their men's and women's golf program. And it's Trinity Forest, but it's a little bit strange because there's not really – the forest is all around it, but the actual golf course is very much a Lynx golf course. There's maybe two trees on the entire golf course.
Oh, really?
So it's the forest part is – where it's at, and it is part of the Trinity Forest, but it's an old landfill, which has kind of become common for golf courses. So, I mean, it's been closed for 60 years as a landfill, but it's just it's truly Lynx. It's just rolling hills
of garbage
and valleys
under it.
And well said.
Sorry, Cindy, and Dallas and AT&T. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
There was a course that I played in Charlotte, North Carolina years ago called Renaissance, I believe, and it was built on top of a landfill. It was a public course, and it had the methane gas vents on the course.
Right.
It wasn't pleasant at all.
Well, I think, I mean, in addition to, I mean, there's a number of other courses, but I think, isn't Trump National one of those courses that they played?
I believe
one of the Trump courses
as
an old landfill. But, yeah, this one was, I think it was last used as landfill in the 60s or something.
So it's cleared out.
Yeah, everything's kind of good, and but anyway, that's the look of it. So it's going to be interesting. It's a very, very different. It's not only different, Frank, than certainly here at the Four Seasons. I think it's going to be different than a lot of golf courses that we see on the PGA Tour because it is, like I said, truly Lynx, and that's what Crenshaw really liked about that location when they went into and made an offer, a bid to do the design on it. Is he said it's a really unique, only 15 minutes from downtown Dallas. A unique piece of property because he could truly make a Lynx course with no ocean nearby that's going to have all those features. So, in other words, the challenge is not like last week we saw hitting off of pine straws and out of the trees and a lot of water. Very little water, very few trees, no trees at all. The challenge is, much like it is in England and Scotland and Ireland, you have to make sure you hit the ball where it's supposed to go because you think you're down the middle and then it rolls off about 40 yards to the left into some bad stuff. So, it's about a strategy, and so it's going to be interesting to see how they play that golf course next year.
And with no trees, I guess the Texas winds will be
the defense.
Yeah,
it'll definitely, because it is wide open again with big trees all around it. There's big 80-foot trees all around the outside of it, but nothing on the inside. So it's going to be fun.
How's the excitement level there? Everybody pumped, ready for the tournament?
Yeah, today's Wednesday. It's Pro-Am Day. So, you know, the business guys are out there playing with the pros. Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson both played earlier today. Jordan Spieth is hoping. You know, the best finish that Spieth has ever had here, Frank, when he was a 16-year-old junior in high school. That's the best finish he's had. He kind of thought that would be a great start. It actually has been a little bit downhill for him since then. He hasn't played as well. And of course,
well, a lot of distractions. A lot of distractions when you're playing at home. Yeah. You know, that's home game for him. So.
And last year he went on after not playing that well here, although he tied for 18th, I believe, or something. It wasn't terrible, but went on to win the Dean and DeLuca the following week in Fort Worth. So
I certainly hope that Ron, is Ron Palmer playing this week?
Yes, he is. Okay. Yes, he is.
I figured he was. He's a big friend of Speece. He was a buddy of ours. I hope he has his JBL flip in his bag so he can listen to country music while he's playing during the week. He's known for that. Not out on tour, of course, but when he's in a pro-am or when he's in a charity event, that music is blaring out of the golf cart. It's great.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a really good tournament. And as I said, we've got to talk a little bit more about it with Tim Costello. As a matter of fact, we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and be joined by the tournament chairman to break down a little bit more of the final season, final event here at the Four Seasons, but also talk about the future of what's going to happen with the AT&T Byron Nelson, which could include, Frank, moving into the FedEx Cup playoff race. So that's part of the big scheme that AT&T's got boiling, is that they may be in the September FedEx Cup chase.
Hey,
so
before
we'll
you go, by the way, just as a sidebar, those of you who have DirecTV, which is now an AT&T property, they have the mix channel. It's going to be broadcast in 4K also. I cannot wait to see it in 4K.
Nice.
Ultra-high-definition TV. I'll be glued to the television this week, so it's going to be great.
While the plumbers are working all around you, Frank will be watching.
I'm so tired of plumbers and electricians. You know what? I know we have to go, but you hit a nerve. Plumbers they get paid by the hour, right?
And $800 an hour.
It's ridiculous. Like do they have a degree from MIT to come put in a toilet?
You would think they do.
Oh my gosh, they're proud of their stuff. Herb Kohler wouldn't even send me a free toilet. Can you believe that? We know Herb.
Can you
believe that?
Well, what's a toilet?
I just want a free toilet.
Herb.
Anyway,
all right, let's take a time out, and we will come back. We will be joined by the tournament chairman, Tim Costello. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today. We have Frank Bassett in the Nashville studios, and we're coming to you live from the media center here at the AT&T Byron Nelson, the final time it'll be at this media center, and the final time it'll be at this golf course here at Four Seasons Las Colinas. It'll be moving to the new Trinity Forest course for the foreseeable future, starting next year. And here to talk a little bit about that and the tournament in general is Tournament Chairman Tim Costello. Tim, thanks so much for being with us today.
Tim, thanks for having us. Really appreciate the time.
So the tournament is moving. We talked about that a little bit before we took the break. And it seems like that's a positive thing for a lot of people, although certainly fond memories here at the TPC Four Seasons. It's been here for a long, long time. Are you a bit ambivalent about leaving a place that's been home for a long time, but also excited about moving to the new course?
Yeah, look, it's with a little sadness and a little bit of heavy heart. We're going to move to Southern Dallas in 2018. So the real focus, you know, Tim, we've talked about before, is just a celebration of a wonderful 35-year relationship with the community of Irving and with the Four Seasons. They've been fantastic partners. They've allowed the Seldenship Club to continue our nearly 100-year mission of serving kids and families through Momentous Institute. So a great run, a great celebration this week with great friends and partners, and we'll embrace that, and we'll cry a little bit, and we'll enjoy it. And then we'll move on to 2018 and start focusing on that and what we can do to continue to serve kids and families by what we do in Trinity Forest and Southern Dallas.
Now, Tim, tell us a little bit about the Salesmanship Club and the relationship that it has with this historic tournament.
Yeah, very simply, the Salesmanship Club is a 97-year-old service organization that puts on the Byron Nelson. We've been doing that consistently since 1968. We had a couple golf tournaments in the early 60s that we hosted, and before that we did all sorts of fundraising things. But the Byron Nelson is put on by the Salesmanship Club. It's the primary fundraiser for our charity, Momentous Institute. I think you probably know, but you know, the Byron Nelson and our efforts through that tournament have raised in excess of $150 million, which is by far the largest, you know, fundraiser on the PGA Tour. And that money has allowed us to serve over 100,000 kids and families. So it's something, you know, we think is doing really good deeds for a lot of kids and families in need, and you know, that's been a great thing.
Yeah, that's a great organization, and I've met a lot of your guys that are in that club in my travels in and out of Dallas, and you know, good on you guys for what you do for that. That's just incredible. And this tournament is one of my favorite tournaments, I have to tell you, outside of the Players' Championship, which is my all-time favorite. I really enjoy this tournament because of the history of it and the old Dallas Open and Byron Nelson. And, yep. And I think a lot of our younger listeners forget or don't know how great a golfer Byron Nelson was.
It's pretty amazing. When you go, when I travel around, and certainly in Texas it holds true, but you travel about anywhere, and whether it's a professional golfer or a PGA, you know, professional, or just an avid golfer, even a beginner, they know who Byron Nelson is. Yeah. I mean, he just was an icon. We were blessed to build a relationship with him 49 years ago, and when he became the namesake of our tournament, we continue to be blessed with the volunteer work of Mrs. Peggy Nelson. So it's just been we were lucky, we were blessed to be involved with him. I think one of his great quotes is, he said, you know, I have a lot of awards that I'm, you know, should be very proud of, but one of the biggest things I'm proud of in my life was my involvement with the Seldenship Club because of what we do for kids. So,
yeah,
great golfer, but a better human being, and that's pretty neat.
Well, let me ask you this. Will, you know, all the memorabilia, Mr. Nelson's memorabilia that is there at Las Colinas, will that be moving to the new tournament? Will it stay there? Will you share some of it?
I don't know the details of all that. I'm sure most of it will stay here. Some of it is owned by, you know, the Nelson Estate, but I don't know all the details of that.
Okay, interesting. It for our listeners, and Tim, you can speak to this because you're a native Dallas fella. Everything in the world. I mean, you and I went through that when we were there for Jordan Spieth's Family Foundation event, and it is phenomenal when you look at that stuff and the records that the man had. Just what it was.
I mean, it's on the walls here at the Four Seasons. Much like over when you go to the Dean and DeLuca now Colonial, they've got a whole tribute, if you will, statue as well of Byron's good friend Ben Hogan. So it's kind of a neat. It's hard to mention one without the other, but there is so much memorabilia about Byron Nelson. And when you're talking about that, Frank, I mean, it's and Tim was speaking to it, that most everybody knows who Byron Nelson was. They forget that the guy won 18 tournaments one year. He won 11 in a row in one year. I mean, it's things that would never, ever be beaten, records that you can't even comprehend. I mean, you can imagine a guy today winning 18 tournaments. He'd retire. He'd be done. He'd have $100 million.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never playing again.
He'd be one of the top 50 players of all time. It's pretty amazing when everybody talks about the 11 in a row, which is just phenomenal. But, yes, 18 in one year, come on. And that was against very, very competitive fields, just like we have today and have, you know, on the PGA Tour forever. So,
and the travel.
Pretty much a big feat.
And the travel was by vehicle or by train or by bus.
Or train. Yeah. It wasn't jet. It wasn't a private jet.
Than it is today.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And you know what else was neat about it is Byron put together, of course, remember, this was – I believe wartime or just post World War II time, and so he put out a book, a little black book, I believe it was. It kind of had a diary, if you will, of his trips and his wins. Well, back then, it seems a little bit sad now, but back then he'd win $900 when he was winning 11 in a row. It'd be $900 for this win, $1,400 for this. I mean, it was not big numbers, even though it was back in the day, and sometimes it was war bonds is what he would get for his victory.
Yep.
So as much as he did, he must have loved the game and did everything, because it wasn't about the money. Even then, it wasn't a lot of money. And again, a lot of times it was almost like they're paying him in chocolate because of the time and the era that he was in. But he was so humble, so great. And as you said, Tim, what a great ambassador, not only for this tournament, but just for the game and golf in general. And he hung in there for, I was saying earlier, was it 92 or so that he finally passed away? He was around for a long, long time.
Yeah, he really was. I'll tell you, one of the things that hit me last year when I was on the, you know, 18th green when Sergio Garcia won, you know, our only two-time winner here in Irving at the 18T Byron Nelson, the look on Sergio's face, you know, when Mrs. Nelson handed him the trophy, you could tell the genuine respect, admiration, probably a little love that he had for Mr. and Mrs. Nelson. Because of the, the iconic nature of his golf game, but also because of who he was as a human being, and that's a pretty neat thing.
Yeah, Sergio almost cried. Yeah. I remember that. It was
pretty
incredible, and that shows great respect. You're absolutely right.
We're talking with Tim Costello. He's the tournament chairman here at the AT&T Byron Nelson. And, Tim, you mentioned Sergio, so I'll bring that into the question, but you must have been thrilled when he won the Masters because you knew he was coming back to defend the Byron Nelson. He was also obviously going to have a Masters title under his belt when he came here, and he's riding a great wave, so that's awesome for the golf tournament to have somebody like that. But you personally, and a lot of people here, love the Dallas, the local guys, Jordan Spieth maybe being on top of that list. But, boy, when you turn around and look at the guys that are playing in this tournament, if you want a local guy to win, you got about three dozen that are living in this area.
Absolutely.
Is it hard for you to pick your favorite, who you want to win this?
No, you know, we don't have favorites. We're proud of all these guys. We appreciate them coming to the tournament and just want a competitive week and you know, great crowds. And I was just looking at the tee times for tomorrow. I mean, some of these pairings, it really looks like a fantastic weekend we're going to have. So we're excited about that. I mean, there'll be a lot of people out here obviously cheering for our local pros, and that's great. We want you to come out and encourage you to do that. But, you know, we have guys like, you know, Dustin Johnson and Sergio and Ernie Els is here and Louis Oosthuizen and, you know, a lot of Matt Kuchar, Brent Snedeker. I go on and on. I mean, it's just a great, great list to field. Tommy Eccles, the person who kind of is in charge of our internal in the Salesmanship Club for, you know, player relations, has just done a wonderful job. Really give him sole credit for getting that done and proud of those guys.
And we're going to bring some of those guys back right after your tournament here to Nashville for Vince Gill's tournament that we do annually every year for the first tee, the Vinny. And so we'll get Snedeker back over here and some of the other players. Hopefully we'll get your winner over here.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Yeah, we'd like to have you over sometime. You need to get over here and play in this tournament with us sometime. We'd love to have you.
Love Nashville, one of my favorite places.
So, see, you got him, Frank. He'll be there.
Hey, come on. We're ready. I'll tell you what, I love Dallas, and I apologize that I'm not there. I'm usually out on the road at about every tournament, but just going through a few things here with my house. But, gosh, I'd love to be out in Dallas this week because I love your tournament. It's just incredible.
Beautiful weather today, although there's a chance, Tim, for a little bit of rain. But then what would the Byron Nelson be without a little bit of rain every now and then kind of thrown in there? But I'll tell you, we played the media event here 4 weeks ago maybe or something like that. You got to be thrilled. This golf course, and so are the golfers, this golf course is in prime condition, isn't it?
Was out there today caddying in the Gold Pro-Am. And I got to tell you, the rough is, you know, 2.5 inches, and it's a full thick ball will drop down to the bottom of the Bermuda. The greens are nice and firm and fast. It's just in fabulous condition. I think it'll be a great test of golf this week.
Oh. You've also got Paul Ernest playing, and Paul's the director of golf here. He's been here for 20, 25 years at Four Seasons, and he's invited to play in this too. And I was talking to him just about an hour ago. He's so excited, but you can tell nervous too, right? I mean, it's a big stage for Paul to play, but a neat tribute. This being the final year here at his golf course, it's going to be kind of interesting and a lot of fun to see Paul out there playing starting tomorrow.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I actually was he was in our group today, and he's playing very solid and actually seems very relaxed. I'm sure he'll have a few jitters tomorrow. He tees off at 9 a.m. on tomorrow morning, and you know, but he's playing great. He's putting well. Should be a great week for him. I hope he makes the cut. He's been here for 20 years, and he's been a real. He and his staff have done a fabulous job, you know, with all of our tournaments, whether it's the bagroom guys, the cart barn, the locker room, the superintendent, his golf event staff. They've always acted very professionally, allowed us to put on, you know, 34 very successful tournaments, and I know this 35th one's off to a great start with all the stuff they've done. So wish him the best and the best of luck in his competition.
You're talking about a lot of the local golfers that are here to play, and we mentioned Jordan Spieth, and you invited him to come out and play. The tournament did. Seems like forever ago now. He was a junior in high school. It actually wasn't that far back. And I'm just wondering, is anybody else, you have any young guys, any high school golfers here in this area, which has great young junior golf, anybody else playing this year that maybe could be the next Jordan Spieth in 5 or 6 years?
No, we don't have any. We did not give an exemption to any, you know, juniors. We did award the Byron Nelson International Junior Golf Awards on Monday night, and four fantastic young golfers, Wilson Furr, who will play at SMU, Noah Goodwin, who I believe is going to the University of Texas, Cole Hammer, who's going to the University of Texas. Actually, Noah's going to the University of Alabama, and Eugene Hong, who's going to Florida. I'd keep those names in mind down the road. Their resumes are fantastic. But we've got, you know, a lot of young local golfers. Cody Gribble is playing, you know, one of the real young guys. And so pretty excited to come out and see the group of Texans playing in the tournament.
And we've got our good friend Ryan Palmer playing. We were joking earlier, Tim, about the fact that Ryan probably is going to sneak his JBL Flip into his golf bag so he can listen to country music while he's playing this week.
Well, he's here. We're excited to have him. And he's always been, you know, a great representative of professional golf. And we always love having him. He's a fine gentleman and a good golfer. And he'll have a good week, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it, Tim. It's going to be a great week here. Rain or no rain, I'm sure it'll be wonderful. The golf course is in prime condition and a great field. So congratulations to you for putting that field together, getting all the guys to come out here and play. Final year here at this golf course, and I'm sure you guys are going to make it extra special for everybody that has been supporting this tournament here in this area for the last 35 years. So, Tim, thanks so much for your time being with us, and I'm sure I'll be running into you a lot more the rest of this week.
Yeah, Tim, thank you. Thank you, Tim. And by the way, tonight at the media event, if you happen to be there, watch out for Tim Matthews, okay? Keep him on the straight and narrow
tonight.
Okay,
we'll take good care of him. Thank you all very much for your time and your support. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
All right,
thank
Tim.
You.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. All right, Tim Costello, tournament chairman here at the AT&T, Byron Nelson. And good guy.
Good dude.
I'm telling you, Frank, those guys, you know, we talk to a lot of the tournament chairmen and different people at different tournaments.
Man, it's hard work.
These guys are volunteers. I mean, these guys are, you know, doing whatever they do. They sell insurance. They're business people around the community. And it takes up – it's a full-time job that they have to squeeze with another full-time job. So you got to take your hat off. They do a marvelous job, and they work very hard to get all this done. And believe me, when I said that we've had some rain here, like every golf tournament on the PGA Tour, at some point you're going to have some rain. There have been times when tornado sirens are going and those guys in the red pants, suddenly are really jumping all over the place to make sure everybody's safe. And so it's a big job, and these guys do a great job.
By the way, are they wearing their canoes? Did they get their red canoes?
I don't know. That's a good point. I mean, I know that they were talking to the guys at canoes. Those are the shoes, the boat shoes that we fell in love with when we were at the Masters.
Yeah.
And it was Will Backus was the guy there from canoes, and I hooked him up. So I don't know how that worked out, because the guys at the canoe shoe had some red canoes, and they look like boat shoes, and they had some red ones, and he said, but they're discontinued. He said, we got about 100 pair left. It'd be perfect for your salesmanship club. So I got Tim in touch with them. I don't know if they hooked up or not, or how that worked out, but yeah, I'll look around. I'll look at everybody's feet and see how it works.
My red canoes are right here in the studio, sitting in the
box. Are they really?
Right there. My red canoes, and I think I have red, and I have yellow, or something. Green.
I got black, and they had green. Yeah, they had Masters green, because when we were there, I think that's kind of all they had. They had a few other colors, I guess, but they definitely – and they sold out. Those Masters green ones were the rave of everybody, because they're so comfortable. I don't know if you've played golf in them yet, but
no,
you can wear them, just they're wear great. Them anywhere you want to go, but they're beautiful
you
to play golf in.
You know
what,
interestingly enough, you know what I'm looking at here is the Spieth Shootout and Charity Concert. June 1st, 2016 is the date of the letter from Jordan to us, inviting us to – I just happened to pull that up. It was mixed in with my Golf Genius message points. So there. Hmm. It was right there with it. Golf
and
Genius.
When was that? I forget when we went. Is it November? Was it November that we went to the Spieth event?
September.
Out here at Four Seasons? I think it was something.
September?
Okay. I thought it was later in the
Four
fall.
Seasons. Lost
it's a beautiful day. It wasn't
Let's
a great
see,
day.
What's the date? October 18th, 2016.
Okay. There you
That's
go.
The date. Yeah. It was sold out, day. But we got to go. It was great. You ate at every tee box, Tim. You ate food at every tee box. It was great.
They just kept tempting you. I wasn't even hungry, but they'd look. You go to the next one, and they'd have some kind of barbecue tacos or something. You're like, oh, no, okay, I got to try that too.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss the Four Seasons when they leave here. I don't know where the chef's going to come from at the new golf course, but they don't have a Four Seasons right there, so it's definitely going to be a little bit different.
I hope it's not Taco Bueno or something. I mean, golly.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
hey, by the way, you know, I mentioned –
I'm sure they'll take care of us.
I mentioned Golf Genius Software, our sponsor.
Yes.
Thank you so much, everybody at Golf Genius. And just for our listeners, discover why the USGA is collaborating with Golf Genius Software to provide golf tournament management software to their golf associations and their thousands of Gen member clubs nationwide. Golf Genius Software, golfgenius.com. Check it out, not just for golf pros, but if you have a league or a group or you're traveling, all your buddies are going to go somewhere and play golf together, you need to check out Golf Genius Software. It's really cool stuff, and it'll keep you friends. You know, won't be fighting with each other.
Yeah.
So thank you, Golf Genius.
You'll fight about the guy cheating, but it'll have nothing to do with the scoring of Golf Genius.
Nobody cheats, do they?
No, not in any of those tournaments. No, not you and your buddies.
What's your handicap? 21. Sorry.
Here's a few good threesome. Sergio, defending champion Sergio, tomorrow morning goes off at 12:50, playing with Patrick Reed and Jason Day. That's a pretty nice little threesome that you could follow around for several holes. Keep up with them. You got Ryan Palmer. He's going off at 12:20, so he goes up a few groups in front of him. Dustin Johnson playing with Louis Oosthuizen and Cody Gribble. Cody Gribble's a young golfer that's already won. He won the Sampson Farms last fall.
Sure did.
And played at the University of Texas.
Did you work that tournament in Jackson, Mississippi?
The year before I was there.
The year before, but not, when it was raining every day,
year,
right?
Every day, yeah. That was the one that it rained so much they had to finish on Monday, and the next tournament was the a tournament down in
Alabama.
Was it Maya? But the next tournament was the Mexico tournament, in Maya.
Mayacoba?
Whatever. No. Yeah, whatever that tournament was, that was the next one.
Graham McDowell won that one.
So everybody had to change their flight plan, but you had to do this internet. It was just a mess. I mean, it was just what happened. But that was the year.
And then Fred Albers,
change everything.
Our good friend Fred Albers from PGA Tour Radio, part of our team, was terrified and exaggerating about the size of the alligator at the Sanderson Farms.
Wow, they're huge in in Mississippi. There's some big gators down
big
there.
Big gator. Well, Worldworth, you used to buy them for $1.99 at the drugstore, the dime store, little baby alligators. And they get big, and people would let them go and put them in the lake. That's how they got all around there. So, I don't know. God made swimming pools for a reason, okay? For a reason.
I remember when we were there doing the tournament, because you're right, it was Fred Albers was there with me, and who else was there? Was Doug Bell there? Oh, Doug Bell.
Yeah.
Doug Bell. Anyway, it was one of our trivia points that we have. How do we get out of there alive? one of the fun facts that we always throw out there during the broadcast, one of which was, I believe I'm right on this, the largest gator ever caught in the U.S. was just caught, like, in 2014 in Mississippi. And it was, like, 14.5 feet and, like, 960 pounds or some unbelievable. I mean, it was prehistoric. The thing was a monster. And so we're like, yeah, well, it may not be that big, but one right over there on 13 looks to me to be about 20
big.
Feet.
It's big.
They just sit up on the bank.
I've seen
and
that gator.
Yeah,
I used to live there. Yeah. I've seen that gator. And I will tell you that the gator that they did catch in Mississippi is being worn by well-dressed gentlemen all through the South. Justin Boot Company probably purchased the pelt. So there you go.
Made some belts, made some shoes, made some boots.
Stankowski, can make a lot our buddy of stuff Stankowski should have gotten that for his belt company.
Probably.
Francis Edward.
It's not cheap to get a big gator like that. Probably used to get them for a few bucks back in the day. Now those things are expensive. Make some nice stuff out of it. Hey, by the way, we mentioned our friends that have been playing that we saw at the Jordan Spieth event, Stephen Bowditch.
He's a former champion here a few years ago.
Stephen Bowditch is playing with Ryan Moore and J.B. Holmes.
I want to see Stephen's game come back. I want to see Bowditch's game come back.
Yeah, I do too.
He's a good guy.
He was so nice to come talk to us.
Yeah. Well, you know Amanda real well. Y'all work together at CBS. So.
His wife.
She's a sweetie. She's a mess. She's fun to be around.
And he was funny. Remember, we were talking to him. This was last fall at Jordan Spieth's charity event. And we were talking to Stephen Bowditch after he played in the charity event. And he said, we were still talking about Tiger coming back, not coming back. Nobody really knew. And he said, hey, if he needs to build up his confidence, in his Australian accent, right? If he needs to build up his confidence, have him come play with me.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll make you confident real quick.
He said, I'll make you feel good about your game, Tiger. I'll make you feel really good about your game. Yeah. I mean,
he's been struggling. God bless him. But, yeah, he took it well.
He said, it's just golf, guys. Remember?
Yeah.
He said, it's just a game. Yeah. Okay. It's not life or death. As Amanda was standing there going, wait a minute. I want that new car. Oh, that new house. Hold on a minute. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. She's a sweetheart. So, yeah, anyway, so I don't know what happened to Mark Zucchino. He was supposed to jump in with us. And
Maybe we'll get him tomorrow. Might get him tomorrow.
Yeah, we can get him tomorrow.
He's a busy guy.
He's
probably on the radio somewhere in Toronto, isn't he? Somewhere.
Yeah.
Probably had to call into somebody.
I think I've got a missed call from Mark Zucchino. You want to try to call him and just to see if he'll answer? while we're on the air?
Sure, go ahead.
Just give it a shot.
Oh, go ahead. Ooh.
I mean,
I hope he's nice.
Well,
what do you want? What do you want?
I don't know. Let's do this. Go. Let's see. 416-402. We're just going to give out Zucchino's home phone personal number. Let's see if he'll answer. Let's just see.
Okay. Let's see. Run pins and needles.
Yes. Let's see. I have a missed call from him, so we're calling Canada, so but he's in Dallas. Yeah. Well, we can say we had Mark Zucchino on the phone. We have his message machine on the phone.
Yeah. We had
his phone. Personal voicemail of Mark Zucchino. Please leave me a message. I will get back to you as soon as possible. Or feel free to try me by email. Mark.
Uh oh. Okay, I got rid of that quick. Okay. There we go. That's got that good. Out. Got that out of there. There we go. Sorry, Mark.
Man, oh
who else?
Man.
Who else do you want to call? We better get out of here.
That's
before
it.
We get in trouble.
Yeah, everybody breathing down our necks. We'll try to get him tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah, we will.
Get him tomorrow.
Well, it was good to have the tournament director. I mean, Tim's a good guy, and he spells his name the right way. Tim with one M. You spell yours
with one
M's.
M. Yeah. Yeah, his parents didn't stutter when they signed his birth certificate.
So have fun at the media party tonight, and
thank you.
Have a Glenn Levitt. Just have one poured and sit it there as if I were there at the table.
I'm going to take a whole bottle and go drink it by myself over the table in honor of you, Frank.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to do it myself, tonight. I'll have happy hour here in Asheville. But we got to get you over here.
Close your eyes and you'll think you're there, you know?
We got to get you over here to Nashville for Vent Skills annual tournament. It's coming up this weekend. A ton of celebrities. Chris Cheddar is going to be playing in it, by the way, our good friend from the LPGA Tour.
Nice.
All the big music celebrities will be in it. A lot of the golf pros are going to be in the tournament. PGA Tour professionals.
All that money goes to what?
The First Tee of Nashville. All that money goes to support the First Tee. It's called the Vinny. It's a private tournament. We don't have spectators. But we have a big party at Vince's house the Monday night after the tournament. We do Sunday, Monday. All the pros come in for the Monday event, and it's an event that you win some money, and a lot of the pros donate their winnings back, which is a great thing. So
nice.
So so it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a good time. So there.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's just one of those
for a good cause.
One of those days, and sorry we missed Mr. Zucchino. You did get to hear his voicemail.
Maybe we'll get even more of that in the next day or two. So. We appreciate everybody for being with us and for listening. Certainly, we thank Tournament Chairman Tim Costello for being with you. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Please join us next time right here from the AT&T Byron Nelson on Golf Talk America. Until next time, have a great day, everybody.